Welcome to Talk Comics. I appreciate the joining. You're Malachi Daly, right? Is that right?
Yep. Yeah.
Malachi Daly with the Super Sanctum podcast, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct.
Awesome. So how'd you get started? Well, tell us about yourself and then tell us how you got started in the podcasting.
Well, I'm Malachi. I'm just a big superhero nerd. Favorite superheroes, The Flash.
Ruined my question. I had that question for later.
Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Favorite superheroes, The Flash. Big superhero guy. Originally, I started out as more of a Batman fan. What got me in as a kid was the Adam West Batman movie. I used to watch that a lot as a kid, and that was my favorite Batman movie for a good while. Big Batman fan, super big Flash fan, trying to read a lot more Flash comics, just comics in general nowadays. But we started the podcast, or I started the podcast, about a week from, today's Monday, a week from this Saturday. Will be our 1 year anniversary of doing the podcast.
Awesome.
January 31st was our first episode.
Awesome. Yeah, we started the end of March, so you know, two months behind you. So we pretty much started around the same time. What got you started? Like, what made you want to do the podcast?
Around COVID, me and my friends thought about doing one. But we couldn't all wait. The scheduling was too hard to even try, and we weren't even making money at that point to even have some kind of a setup and just try. So it just never happened. But now I make all right money, and I've got the things I need to do it. So said, why not?
Give it a try, huh? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I started with my friend Jeremiah. He was my original co-host, and then after a couple months, he wasn't able to do it because scheduling. Because I used to live in Hawaii, and that's where he's at. So the time that's like a 5 to 6 hour time difference. So that's even way harder to do, just on your own. So that was tough, and he's got two kids, so it's a lot. So he had to call out. He couldn't do it anymore. And then, when I knew he wasn't going to be able to come on, I did one or two solo episodes, just myself, the camera, talking about whatever. And I knew I could not do that forever. It was way too much just on your own.
I can do short little clips and stuff on my own, but I couldn't sit here for 30 minutes, an hour, and I don't think. Maybe, I mean, I haven't really tried it, but I don't think it would be enjoyable for me to just sit here by myself and have a show. Like, maybe there's another show to do that on, or, you know, another episode kind of thing, but I have too much fun with my daughter, you know, when her and I do it, spending time together. And then when I have guests on, you know, sometimes she'll join, and that's a lot of fun. Or just having the guest and learning so much. Like, we've had some really cool guests on in the last year, and it's all these creators and, you know, comic book artists, writers, content creators, marketing people, lawyers. Like the lawyer one was probably one of my favorite ones ever. Just a entertainment lawyer, because I'm a nerd that way. But I do enjoy having a guest on, or having, you know, my kid on. We get to play silly fun games, and I just don't think I'm not built to do this by myself.
Yeah, it's so much easier to bounce off someone. But I was starting to, once he wasn't being able to do it, I did like one or two solo episodes, And then I was like, I just need to get like some guests on or something just so that I can give him maybe a week or two and then we can try again. And at this point too, we weren't even doing episodes every week. We were doing it like 2 episodes a month.
Okay. What do you
Just
do now?
now we are weekly. We do
Weekly? Okay.
every week. But for the first like, I don't know, like 10 to 15 episodes, it was just like one every two, like, or 2 episodes every month if we could, maybe one. Just whenever we could get a recording date in and film, I'd try. I would hammer him all the time on text and just be like, hey, can you record today? Can you record today? You have work today?
Yeah.
You watching the kids today? Be like, hey, is the baby sleeping? Maybe you got an hour where you can just sit down and record for a minute.
Yeah, that's hard when you have little ones.
Yeah, but then I found Rolando, Spidey Spitz. I found him. And originally my plan was just to have him as a one-time guest, maybe have him on
Yeah.
another episode for something. But then we just kept texting each other and kept talking, and we just had like the same passion and drive for it all. So I just said, why not? We'll have him on, just keep going. And so he's since I would say maybe like April, May, maybe June, he's been my co-host since.
Awesome. How'd you meet him?
Just on TikTok. Pretty much everyone besides my friend Jeremiah, everyone that I've had, or no, I've had one other person on that's a friend of mine that I lived with. But besides Brogan and Jeremiah, Rolando, and everyone else I've met through TikTok or Instagram.
Yeah, that's how I've met most of them as well, on Instagram, TikTok, and just sending a message, hey, want to be on? Want to be on? And 90% of the time they just say yes. It's either I get a yes or I don't get a response. I don't think I've gotten a no, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I haven't gotten any no's, but a lot of just I've gotten a few people where I've asked them on like a they've been on like a TikTok live and I've jumped in, I've asked them, they told me to shoot them a DM, and then I
Yeah.
never got a reply after that.
Right. That makes sense. What's your favorite part about podcasting?
Having someone just as knowledgeable or more knowledgeable than you in the space to just to sit down and talk to about share theories and just talk about it all.
That's a great answer. I definitely love the fact that, I'm not the smartest person in the room when I do these, right? Like, I am
Oh,
learning
same.
so much, and being inspired. I've always been a nerd and always enjoyed comic books. And, when I was a kid, I read some comics, but then I didn't read comics for 20 years, 30 years. I had kids and I had a kid when I was 19, so I went to work. I didn't have time for comics. And I had another kid, and now my kids are 24 and 11. So now they're older than, my daughter discovered comics, my younger daughter, and the one my co or I should say the host of this show, the real host. I'm just the co-host. And her and I have fallen in love with comics again, me again, and then she's discovered them. And it's something we get to do each week and share and learn. And, I'm not the smartest when it comes to, most knowledgeable at all this stuff. Like, I'm a huge Thor fan, so, I got all my Thor stuff behind me. But I'm actually going on this journey where I'm reading every Thor starting, this year. So I
Ooh,
started
okay.
actually towards the end of last year, a few days, but I'm reading one Thor comic a day, starting at the beginning. So with Journey
Nice.
into Mystery 83, well, actually, I started at 101 because I finished 100 on New Year's Eve. And so I've got a pile of books behind me here that pile of just waiting for me to get to it. And as I finish them, they go on the little bookshelf. So
I need a system like that because right now I read more digitally than physical. It's just a comic book shop is like 40 minutes away. So it's a drive to get there. And I currently don't have a car right now either. So going to the comic book shop, not really in the question for me. So got to read digitally when I can. But I do have, I've got two comic book boxes, but a bunch of them I haven't even read yet. Some of them I've dipped into a little bit, but there's just too much to read sometimes.
Oh, way too much stuff. Like I'm still trying to read my polls each week too. On top, you know, I've started the habit. Like I just bought this book today. This is the volume 4 of the Thor Mighty Masterworks.
Ooh, okay.
Which has Journey into Mystery 120 to 120 and then to 127. So it switches actually over to Thor at 126, which is actually that comic right there. That's the original first title Thor comic.
Okay.
Because before it was Journey into Mystery 83 is where the first appearance of Thor was. Mm-hmm. And it was Journey into Mystery 83 to 125 and then goes to 126 as its own title, which is cool. But I am learning a lot about that stuff. The whole point of this conversation, that part of the conversation, and being able to go back and read these old comics is really cool. And I'm not a huge digital fan. I do when I have guests on, they'll send me a PDF or something. I'll read them, you know, but I'm just not a fan of, I like flipping the pages, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I'd much rather read it physically. I'd much rather have it in my hands.
Right.
But just the drive, not having a car to even get there at the moment.
Yep.
Just.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Go digital. You got to do what you have to do at that point, you know? And then I order some too, like this, especially these older things are hard to find. You know, not every shop has them. So I'll order online, eBay or somewhere to get those. I went through this whole, because of this goal that I set for myself this year, I made a whole spreadsheet all like how to get them, right? So like where are they reprinted? I use League of Comic Geeks for like my weekly polls, but then that's how I track everything I read too. It does a really good job if like you pick like whatever Thor 128, whatever, you know, you go to it and it'll tell you where it's reprinted. So instead of trying to find, you know, 500 comic books, I can buy these, you know, little collections of 20 to 30 a piece. Mm-hmm. And then the omnibuses, but some of the omnibuses are expensive.
Yeah, I've got one for the Flash. I think I paid, it's like $130 for it. And I got it on Amazon.
I got volume 3 of the Thor. And I paid like it was like almost $180, I think, for it. Because it's just out of print, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, that was cheap. There was some people selling them $300-$400.
Yeah.
I'm looking for volume 2, but the cheapest I've seen, it's like $350. And I'm like, I'm good. But there's, luckily, I mean, Thor's pretty popular. They have, you know, the essential collections that are, I got this one for like $8 on eBay. But the only problem is it's all black and white. Yeah. Right. It's fine. I'll read it. I'd rather it be in color. And then the Epic collections, there's pretty much a book, an Epic collection book all the way up to for the whole run of the Mighty Thor up to 502. But some of these are, I tried to get one of these for this one is 131 to 53. But the one that like the 120s were in was like $300. I got the omnibus cheaper than I got this Epic Collect one. I could have got the Epic Collection book. So I don't know. It's just, I made this whole spreadsheet on the options and I have it all mapped out. And it's, if I do pull it off and read them all, it'll be about $1,000 for all of to get all the books. It's which I can't do in 1 month, but you know, spread out through the year, I can probably pull it off. But
that's something I need to do. I need to make myself a little spreadsheet of just what I have, and then just get through it. Get through it this year.
Have you used League of Comic Geeks at all?
No, never have.
Check it out, because it's a really good app. And I mean, they have a free version, but there's also like a paid version. It's like $1.99 or $1.90 or something. It's pretty cheap. They have a web app and a mobile app, and it syncs together. But I can also use it for my pull list. It tells you everything coming out. But it does a really good job, like I was saying a couple minutes ago. If you need a certain Flash, it'll tell you where it's reprinted and where the overlaps are, so you can kind of track down what you're looking for. It took me about, it took me a couple days to map it all out, but I did get there. I'm a nerd.
I'll definitely try it out, because, just anything to make it so that I'm just reading more. I just want to read more.
Okay, yeah. And I'm sure, I don't know how the apps work. Like, do you have like the Marvel Unlimited or DC, whatever it's called?
I had the Marvel Unlimited for a while, but I'm more of a DC guy. So I have the Ultra version for the DC Unlimited app.
DC Unlimited. Okay. So that's like, where you can does it have all the back issues and stuff?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, so it's got everything, and then because I have the Ultra, I get some of the newer comics that come out a little bit earlier. I think it's either a month or like a week earlier than non-members get. So
what are you thinking about the Absolute Flash?
The Absolute Flash, I got to catch up a little bit. I think I'm on like the ninth one. Yeah, I'm on the ninth one.
I read the first book, like the first arc. I haven't read any more
five. I like it. It's, for me, it's a little slow, kind of. Just as a start. But I mean, it's also kind of expected, for it should be a slower start. And then, once it starts kicking off, it's going to kick off and just go. But I do got to catch up on Absolute Flash, because those were ones where I was trying to read physically when I was going to the comic book shop. And then I was missing like issue 4 and 5, but I got the rest of them. So then I read those digitally, and then got up to 8 when 8 came out. Bought up to those, and then from there I just haven't read, because I haven't gone back.
I'm loving the Absolute Batman. It's so good.
Absolute Batman, that one I've caught up with digitally. I don't think I've read the latest issue, though.
I haven't read the Arc M issue, but the other one I'm caught up to that point, the latest, I guess. And are you reading the Wonder Woman too, the Absolute Wonder Woman?
I read the first arc for it, the volume 1 for it. I bought that. So I read that. Absolute Wonder Woman, I've liked that a lot.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I haven't read the Superman yet, the Absolute Superman. I have the first trade.
I've read a couple of the issues for it, a little bit after those ones came out. I read like the first 4, and then I stopped reading because I was going to wait for more of them to come out so that I could just binge read it.
Right.
And I just never got to it.
Yeah, I need to read the Superman first book. I haven't. It's hard to, it's like, if you have a hobby, don't work in the hobby, right? Mm-hmm. I kind of did the same problem my day job. I work in golf, and I enjoy golf. Playing golf, right? But now when I work in golf, it's like I never get to play golf. So it's hard when you're, you run these, you got to read for the podcast, right? And just, you can't read everything though. It's too hard. It's too much.
That's how, That's how I feel when it comes down to all these movies and TV shows that
100%.
We got to watch for the podcast. Cause Spidey Spitz, he doesn't read like at all. And he wants to start getting into reading more.
Sweet.
And he just moved into a new apartment, so he should be checking out the comic book shops in his area and
very
picking
cool
up some stuff.
Have you, back kind of to the podcasting, what do you do to market your podcast?
Just TikTok, Instagram, Threads. I was doing X Twitter for a while, but that X is just a weird app. Don't really like being on there too much. I'll go on there for like news and updates sometimes.
Right. It feels like more newsy, yeah, than pop culture.
Yeah, but it's a weird app because there was one time where there was a couple months where I was posting on there, where I was posting like who would win in a fight, this character kind of thing, or like who would win in like an intellectual battle, this character. And then there was one where I was like, would Batman be like, who would win, Batman with prep time or Jesus? And I'd seen this many times before on Twitter before. Like, I was definitely not the first person to have tweeted this kind of thing before. And I was in this huge, one of the big Twitter communities for Marvel DC. And it had like, I think like 300,000 people in it. And I posted that. It was up for like 30 minutes. And then I was just banned from the whole community.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. I was like, you know, you could just say Jesus.
Right? Oh my goodness.
You know, you didn't have to ban me. You could just be like, Jesus would win. And, you know, I never like went into the replies and like fought people on what they said, right, or anything. I just posted it.
It reminds me of the earlier, well, last year they had the Toxic Avenger and Jesus Christ comic. That was really good. It's like a modern take on like if Jesus was alive today. It was pretty cool. So, yeah, so you're just doing like, you know, reels and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Have you thought about doing any conventions or anything, taking it on the road?
So what I'm trying to do with my life, and then just the direction of life, I was like, I would love to, probably would have to be in a couple of years from now, where we start, like 2 years from now, where we start going to conventions and stuff. Because I am trying to move from Louisiana to Spokane, and then settle
like there. Washington State.
Yeah,
that's a ways. Mm-hmm. I was in Seattle a couple months ago. It was cool for a few days. Then I went on an Alaskan cruise. It was pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we're going to start traveling. Like, one of the big things that I got inspired by interviewing all these creators was I created my own comic book, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have our mascot, Panel Pete. You know, we wrote the comic book, The Chronicles of Panel Pete.
A small town tucked inside a quiet comic shop. Something magical is waking up. Billy never felt like he belonged. A new school, a couple of bullies, and no real friends. But everything changes when he finds a forgotten comic in the dollar box. From the pages of a comic comes a tiny, shape-shifting hero determined to help Billy find his confidence. He whispers encouragement, he sneaks through the halls, and he shows Billy the hero he can become. Because sometimes all it takes is one unexpected friend to help you rewrite your story. From the dollar bin to the real world, The Chronicles of Panel Pete, an all-ages fantasy one-shot adventure. A story about courage, friendship, and the magic waiting in every comic shop. Created and written by A.J. Reimer. Illustrated and co-written by Mike Algier. Are you ready for issue one?
I got two more pages. I hired an artist. I got two more pages to come back. And I'm super excited to get that printed next month. And then we're going to start going to conventions, just a lot local, but we're going to do some traveling too. And go to conventions as a podcast, along with, you know, we got some like little rat cards that, you know, promote the podcast with her and I, my daughter and I.
Yeah, and there is one con that comes around here. I think it's Gen Con. I heard about it a year or two ago, and I wanted to go, but I was working the weekend that it was around, so I couldn't go. But I think it's supposed to come back around this year, so if it does, that I'll definitely go to. Because I had a thought, I was going to get stickers and cards that had the podcast logo on it. And then I was able to make a QR code that brings you to the podcast, to our YouTube channel.
And then I have the QR code there.
Yeah.
And I'll take you right to our link tree.
I was going to do that and then just walk around people's cars, put them on their windshields and stuff.
We haven't done that, but we have hundreds of those cards printed. And when we go to a convention, you know, local conventions, I have them, we hand them out to people, talk to people, give them to creators, give them to people walking around. It's pretty funny because, you know, locally we've been going to 4, 5, 6 shows and people are starting to recognize us from the podcast and from thing about, it freaks my daughter out. It's kind of funny. And she's like, wait, how do they know us? And I'm like, it's from the podcast. And she's like, I don't like this. And then I, you know, wrote the comic book, which has been awesome. And I can't wait to have it printed. And I'm getting a lot of good feedback from people about, you know, people send me fan art now. That's the weirdest thing ever. Like, they'll send me a piece of artwork of Panel Pete. And so I'll show you one that I got the other day because I'm a huge Thor fan. This guy sent me, he turned Panel Pete into Thor. It's kind of hard to see. Zoom in. It's kind of hard to see on there. But he kind of turned Panel Pete into the Thor.
Yeah, I can see.
I didn't realize it at the time. When they sent it to me, I was like, all right, dude, that's got to be an alternate cover because that's really cool, right? Because, like, this is the cover, you know, to the book that I made.
Yeah.
And then because Panel Pete lives in a comic and, you know, is found in a dollar box. And then I was like, all right, dude, you're turning that into a cover. So he actually turned it into a real cover.
Oh, that's super cool.
Right? Colored everything. Now, the coolest part about this, I think, is it's an homage cover to the original Thor.
Okay.
So I'll show you. So this is the original Thor cover. Yeah. Journey of the Mystery cover, right?
That's super cool.
The first appearance of Thor. And so he basically recreated that cover with Panel Pete.
That's super cool.
So I thought that was really cool. I can't wait to share that on socials here in a few days. But
I like that. That's super cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's actually how I found my artist too. He sent me just basically a piece of fan art. And I was like, all right, you're doing my whole book. And he's like, okay. So I paid him to do the whole book. And now I got some alternate covers. I did a cover. My daughter did a cover. So I'm really excited about that coming out and being able to at least have something to sell at a convention so I can at least, you know, maybe afford a chicken sandwich.
Yeah, no, I'd love to go to conventions and just go around and just ask people if they wanted to do like trivia or something. Mm-hmm. Just something to make some TikToks and, you know, some reels.
That's the most fun. You know, Annika and I have a blast doing the trivia. And I have some fun questions for you in a few minutes. Do you have any questions for me?
I did want to ask you, have you read any of the, the new DC KO at all?
I read the first issue. That was it. I have not read, I haven't even picked up any of the other ones. Well, actually, we did pick up one that Harley was in, because my daughter's a Harley Quinn fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't read it. How is it?
That Harley Quinn issue, that was a pretty good one. I like that one.
Did Harley win?
I believe so, yeah.
Sweet. Okay. Because if Harley didn't win, my daughter's going to be crying when she reads it.
Yeah, because I haven't read all of them, but because some of the fights, they're scattered through other people's stories already, so they're a little bit harder to find, especially digitally, because it makes it, they don't always show up like this is a part of it. But there are some pretty good ones. There was like Jay Garrick versus Guy Gardner. That was a good one. Who else? I'm trying to think if I can pull it up here.
That's another thing you just reminded me of, or I just remembered. League of Comic Geeks does a really good job with comic events. And you can like just pick the event and it'll tell you all the books that are in that event or a part of that event, even if they're across other storylines.
Ooh, yeah. So then I would definitely have to jump on that. Yeah, they had like Red Hood versus the Joker. That was a good one. I like the art style on that one a lot. But yeah, and then have you also read any of the new Matt Fraction Batman?
I read the first. I have issues 1 through 5. I'm pulling it. I think I've read the first two, because I also did a bunch of the blind bags. We're suckers for those blind bags.
I tried to get some of those. Couldn't find any.
Really? Yeah. It's hard to find them unless you're hitting them on the day they come out. But we got five or six of those blind bags at my store, just because it makes good content opening up a blind bag on the podcast, you know?
But yeah.
And we found some issues.
That's one of our goals.
We found some issues with the ultimate ones. Mm-hmm. Like I pulled, so that black and white cover is a black and white Scotty from the ultimate 1/100 that I pulled, but it's all ticked up. It's got like 6 or 7 tick marks on the spine, and Marvel's supposed to be fixing that before the Daredevil run, so that's good. They delayed Daredevil 2 weeks to try to get that issue fixed. What are the other blind bag? The other blind bag issue is one of the Harley Quinn books was glued to the bag, so that was bad. But I haven't read all of it yet, but I did read the first issue, and I really enjoyed it, and I will continue to read it. What do you think of it?
The art style loved the most. And then for me, for Batman, I like that I'm getting a bit more Tim Drake as Robin. Cause for me, at least, he's out of all of the Robins, he's kind of on the lower end for me.
Okay. So hopefully this will bump that up.
Yeah, just because I just, for me at least, I feel like I haven't seen enough Tim Drake, especially like I want to see him a little bit older, more when he's starting to become Red Robin. Me, myself, I haven't seen enough of that, so I'm more excited to see what he does in these newer issues.
Yeah.
And then I haven't read the newest one. I think it's number 4 or 5, but I did see that Damian has a son now.
Oh.
So I think it's Ian Wayne. So it's Bruce's first grandchild.
That'll be cool. Yeah, like I said, I read the first one. I need to catch up on that. There's a lot. I have a shame pile beside me on the floor here. That's a comic box full that is my to read pile that I'm falling even more behind on, but that's okay. We'll catch up eventually.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a possible action. I don't think anybody actually catches up.
I don't think anyone does either. They're just going to keep making more and more and more, and then you'll buy a bunch, think you're going to catch up, and then you just never do.
Yep, exactly. I've been trying. We'll see. I do it for the podcast, you know. So I'll ask you my fun questions, and this will spark some more conversation on these questions usually, so these are fun. You already answered this, but you got to go into it now. Who's your first favorite superhero? Has it always been the Flash?
No. So, like I said earlier, it was Batman. Adam West Batman.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was just I watched the show a little bit, but I don't remember too much about the show. But that movie, I remember pulling it out of the DVD box, grabbing it, throwing it in the DVD player, putting it on the TV, and sitting down watching it. When it was over, rewind it, start it again, and that's just awesome. Yeah, that was probably like the first memory of a superhero was that.
Man, my first memory, that just sparked, like, I don't know, it's probably Batman. It was probably Batman for me. I remember being, you know, I was like 8 years old or 7 years, 7 or 8 years old when the 89 Batman came out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I loved that movie. I remember it being sold out and, you know, we went to go see it and it was sold out and my parents bought tickets to go see something else. And then they let me sneak in and sit on the floor. Ooh. To watch the 89 Batman in the theaters by myself. Oh. At 8 years old. Oh, but yeah, I do distinctly remember like being upset that it was sold out and not being able to see Batman. Right. Mm-hmm. And then my parents, you know, they bought tickets to something else. We're walking down the hall and we walk past like the theater that Batman's in. And my dad opens the door and just says, go sit on the floor and watch it. We'll be out here. Like, what? So that was pretty cool. Do you remember the first comic book you ever read?
The first comic book I ever read? I know I've, like, I never had any of my own issues as a kid, but I know I had, like, family members that had some and I had read some. I don't know the first one that I read, but I do know, is it on the wall there? No, it's not on the wall. I do know the first comic book I ever purchased, because I was 19.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah, I was 19, went to my first comic book shop with my uncle. Because he's also a big comic book nerd. He sent me a couple of comics for my birthday.
Sweet.
But the first comic I ever bought was the Geoff Johns Brightest Day for The Flash. It was the first three issues for that series.
Very cool. That's awesome.
I thought I had it put up on the wall there, but I switched it out for the new 52 Flash.
Ah, yeah, I put these little shelves up so I can switch these out now. It's going to be, it'll be hard to, I will replace the Thor row. They'll probably just move up to the top or something when I get my comic and I'll put all my covers up there. So
that'll be pretty cool.
That'll be pretty cool. Have that Thor, my own Thor comic up there, cover up there, homage cover. So that'll be cool.
Should got to send them in to get graded too.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to, I have a friend that owns a print shop in Michigan. So I'm going to go to Michigan next month. When I get the last two pages and the layout and all that done. I'm going to go to his shop and just sit there and record getting the first few printed. And then I'm probably going to send a couple of those off to get graded. Just to have that. We'll see. I don't. Yeah, I'll definitely do that for sure. What is your favorite current series? Is it
current series? Probably the new Matt Fraction Batman.
Okay. More than the Absolute Batman? I don't know what it was.
I might have to change it to Absolute Batman.
That Absolute Batman's really good. It's not my favorite series, current series, but it is, it's top three for sure. But I just remember reading the first issue a few months ago when it, you know, almost a year ago now, I guess it came, over a year now.
Yeah.
But I read the first issue and just realized I had no idea. I was just told, hey, Absolute Batman, check it out. I'm like, okay, I'll check it out. You know, I like Batman. I had no idea it was like this alternate universe of Bruce Wayne's broke, right? You know, and Alfred's this badass mercenary, you know, and then he shoots Alfred in the chest, you know, in the first issue. I'm like, what is going on here? This is awesome. So I really enjoy the Absolute series, Batman.
Yeah, because I think I got into the Absolute Batman series in August last year. And then, yeah, I'm just slowly reading on since then. But just, like, the craziest part of that whole series for me is when they just, the size difference from Batman and Bane is astronomically just insane,
right?
Just that one panel of Bane just holding Batman's head, just holding Bruce up, and he's so small when Bruce is supposed to be like 8 feet tall. Just made an 8 foot tall man look like an ant. It's crazy.
Yeah, I really did enjoy the Bane in that series. And I'm interested to see where they're going with the whole crossover with Wonder Woman and stuff. We'll see. But I guess Superman's going to be a part of it eventually, too. They're going to do a big crossover event.
Yeah, I did see, too. They're going to in Absolute Superman, they're supposed to be adding either an Absolute Shazam or an Absolute Black Adam into the mix.
Ooh.
So that'll be a pretty cool fight.
That will be cool. Man. I would say, yeah, my favorite current series, like my number one, is the Deadly Tales of the Gunslinger Spawn.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I really enjoy, like, there's the Gunslinger Spawn I haven't read. I did just get a cool cover. I thought I put it up there. Did I not? I guess I didn't. Not yet. But the Deadly Tales is like it's an offshoot of the Gunslinger series, and I really enjoyed that. I'm a sucker for Westerns. My dad was a huge Western fan, so I'm gonna put Panel Pete in a Western eventually too. I've actually got three more scripts in the works for doing more issues, so that'll be really cool.
That'll be awesome.
If you could live in any comic book universe, which one would you choose?
I don't know. A lot of bad things happen in comic book universes. Right? A lot of bad, like, world-ending, potentially universe-ending things happen in these comic books. I don't know. Probably, like, the DC New 52 universe. Not as like a superhero, just if I were just a civilian. Mainly for me, I like the new 52 suits a lot.
Okay.
I think the new 52 has some of the better suits. Oh, and look who's texting me.
Oh, I see. I like that, new 52. If you could have any superpower, what would you choose?
Super speed.
Well, and, you know, it's surprising how many people, I did not think that would be like a top answer, but if I go back and look at like everybody I've asked that question to, Super Speed, I think, is in the lead by far.
Yeah, it just, if you're, you know, if you're running that fast, just the possibilities are endless in just how fast and how much you can do stuff.
Right. That has surprised me. I thought it would be like Flight or Super Strength, or, but a lot of people have picked Super Speed. And similarly, with this next question, which comic book character would you want as your sidekick? So if you could pick any character that's a main character or a sidekick, would you want as your personal sidekick?
Ooh, as my personal sidekick, I'd want someone. I'd want someone who I think would be easy to talk to, but also be kind of funny. I would either go like a Wally West or a Blue Beetle.
Ooh, Blue Beetle.
I think if they were not much sidekicks, but like sidekick to partner kind of thing, like I could see a good fun partnership going on with that.
Has there been a Blue Beetle Flash crossover? Or?
Not that I know of. I haven't. Not that I've seen.
That would be an interesting.
I think that would be a pretty good one.
That would be really cool.
Be a definitely a more space agey crossover problem.
But surprisingly, if they don't choose, so the people I've interviewed and ask these questions, if they don't pick like Super Speed as their superpower, they'll usually pick the Flash as their sidekick. So they still have access to the Super Speed.
I guess, yeah.
You know? This is the last one that I've got in this set is if your life were a comic book, what would the title be?
My life were a comic book, what would the title be? It'd probably be called Boring But Things Happen.
Boring But Things Happen. There you go. I like that. But Things Happen. But that's all right. Things do happen in life. They say they happen for a reason. What has inspired you the most in doing podcasting and comics and getting into all this?
I would say what's inspired me to do all this is more than just to find more people who like the same things I do.
Yeah, grow the community, right? Find the comic community. Like, and I'll say the comic community on TikTok's been amazing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's. And Instagram, I mean, all of them, but like, you know, the online community for like-minded comic individuals is, most of it's really good, really, you know, supportive. There are a few bad apples, but most of it's been very supportive. What advice would you give other aspiring creators or people that want to do podcasting or meet the community?
Just do it. Because that's one thing I've noticed. I've always wanted to do something like on camera as a kid.
Wow. Okay.
So I've always known I wanted to be on camera. I've always wanted to do some kind of a show or something. So like for me, podcasting and doing this, it made sense for me in the end, but it was also a way for me to find more people to jump in and get in and to build the community more and find friends.
100%. I agree with that. That's interesting. You said you always wanted to be on camera and stuff. Cause a year ago, I hated the way I looked on camera. I hated the way my voice sounded. I was, you know, it was all in my head, right?
Yeah.
Because I get a lot of feedback that, you know, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I do a pretty good job. So I think I'm doing okay. I'm definitely more comfortable now and don't mind doing it at all. Yeah. Still have my moments.
Yeah, we get the good and the bad comments every now and then.
Yeah. Oh, you get bad comments and stuff all the time, which is, you know, whatever. I don't usually read them. I'll give them their like and move on with my day. But it was because of my day. You know, my day job. I had to start a podcast for my day job, and I helped. You know, I'm like, I produce it. I'm the executive producer. And it was so corporately driven that I couldn't learn. And I learned by doing, you know, just like doing the comic book, I learned by doing it. And I started, you know, this was created, you know, my daughter come in, she's like, oh, I want to be on your podcast. I'm like, yeah, ain't gonna happen. And I was like, she's like, let's start one. And so I did, and we ended up, you know, just rolling with it. And it's been amazing. That makes sense. Just doing it. You know, learn by doing. It's crazy to me that those two things, the learn by doing and the just do it, are just every episode that comes up. But I appreciate you being on Talking Comics. And do you have any closing thoughts or
one? Yeah, again, just do it. Make the podcast, make the TikTok account, the Instagram, make the reel, the TikTok, make the short, just make the video, make it happen. And then shout out to my co-host who showed up at the last minute, Spidey Spitz, on TikTok and YouTube and Instagram. And then shout out to us, the Super Sanctum Podcast.
Yes, I will have all that in the links below, you know, the description, show notes and stuff. And then watch this episode here, and then we're going to record another episode to watch on their channel. So go over there and check it out. We don't just talk about comics. We made one.
And it's called The Chronicles of Pink Feet.
At Talking Comics, we interview creators, show off our comic calls,
play fun games, and show what we're learning firsthand.
Get a free peer view of The Chronicles of Panel P by subscribing to our Substack.
Watch the trailer and all the video episodes on YouTube.
Or listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow along, like, subscribe.
Trying to start a podcast but feeling stuck? At Aquatio, we help creators make waves with everything you need to bring your voice to life. Hosting, recording, editing, and marketing. Whether you're starting from scratch or just need a little help polishing your sound, we're here to hydropower your creativity. Comment on this video or DM us today and let's dive in.